Agencies wanting to improve customer service should hire frontline people who are good at customer service. No mystery there. But to support those people, you really need to have a much deeper orientation toward good service delivery. Joining me with advice for how to do that, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. And Mallory, you have done research into this idea of a culture, I guess, of customer service.
That's exactly right. Good morning, Tom. One thing that we have looked at with Accenture Federal Services is at the government customer service experience. And we actually named our last report Government for the People. And the notion there is that government is really here to serve the needs of citizens. And so every employee in an agency, in a sense, is a customer service representative. They really are there to meet the needs of the citizens.
And you also found that the managers that you surveyed for that report feel that they are hiring the right frontline people for good customer service, whatever that might be.
That's exactly right. But one of the things that's interesting is once you peel back that onion a little bit and you realize that everybody in an agency is, in a sense, a customer service representative, you know, the numbers are a little more discouraging. When we looked at USA Jobs announcements, we found that only 3.5% of the announcements that were up on USA Jobs had the word customer or, a synonym of customer. And it really is emphasizing that all government employees are really meeting the needs of citizens and really having that perspective, no matter where you sit within an agency.
That is to say, it's not just the people that run call centers or operate desks where people walk up in person. There's still a lot of that. Or even operate websites. Those are just, what you'd call the front line. But if they're not supported, it doesn't really matter.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the Partnership for Public Service has done a lot of work looking at the importance of rotations throughout government. And one of the benefits that we've found is that, if you're from a customer service perspective, is that rotations can encourage empathy for citizens. The SSA has a really good example of this. They have something called a job experience learning program where they have 30-day rotations for SSA employees to rotate between headquarters and the field. And it's a chance to really walk in somebody else's shoes and see what they see in terms of what it really means to be interacting with citizens and vice versa, what it means to be in the headquarters, having the nationwide perspective.
Almost like that underground boss approach.
That's exactly right.
Now, we're hearing about the possibility of a federal hiring freeze when President-elect Trump actually takes over in January. And I wonder what effect that could have on the whole customer service notion.
That's exactly right. So it's a little too soon to know exactly what the president-elect is thinking about. I've heard exemptions for health. I've heard exemptions for national security. That's a large percentage of the federal workforce. But I think one of the things that this conversation you and I are having is recognizing that a hiring freeze does impact citizens. It's not just targeted at the federal workforce. The government has critical needs that citizens expect the government to deliver, whether it's keeping our food safe, keeping our water safe, keeping us safe. And when government doesn't have the talent it needs, it can't address those issues. Hiring freezes have been done any number of times. Carter did it, Reagan did it, and GAO came out with a study that found that not only are these hiring freezes not a good idea, but they don't reduce costs. They don't do any of the outcomes that a lot of times are intended to do, because what ends up happening when the needs are still there, agencies will end up hiring contractors to supplement the work or just finding other ways to get it done.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service, and the GAO study you mentioned came out, I think, back in 1980-something, looking
Correct.
Back to hiring freezes that went as far back as the 70s.
Right. So even though the report is a little old at this point, I think the findings are still very relevant for today because, you know, the notion is when you do sort of an across-the-board blunt freeze, that really doesn't affect the issues that, you know, maybe are really part of the problem to begin with. You know, one thing you and I have talked about a lot before is that the civil service system is fundamentally broken and there are important things that need to happen, but hiring freeze isn't one of them.
In that report, you have mentioned an agency that has had steady erosion in the number of employees over the years, and some of that has been offset by computer automation. But nevertheless, it has a big customer service role, and that is Social Security. And it's a pretty good example of what you can do. Tell us more about that one.
Sure. So Social Security Administration is a great example of an agency that has really placed the focus on meeting the needs of customers. They have, you know, when they hire individuals there, they have a process called meet and deal, which is really focused on how are you going to deal with the any number of problems that will come up from the customer side of things. And SSA has really focused on customer service and hiring. They've encouraged the empathy through rotations, like I talked about before, the rotational program. They also include in employee evaluations customer service. You know, a lot of times people say, you know, what gets measured gets done. SSA really does look at how individuals deal with customers as part of their evaluations.
Are you hoping that when he does get into the, well, I guess he doesn't have to wait till January, that President-elect Trump will look at the federal employee viewpoint surveys and the analyses done for employee engagement derived from those as maybe helping guide what you should do in this whole situation?
So the Partnership for Public Service with Deloitte is going to come out with the 2016 rankings on December 15th. And we know that more engaged employees are more likely to put their discretionary effort towards improving citizen outcomes, doing the important work of the agency. And, you know, as the new 4,000 political appointees enter office and the new president-elect takes office, the best places to work in the federal government rankings are a really important metric to look at. You know, the trend went up last year, and this year we'll see what happens, but we do need to make sure that we're focused on how do you treat employees, how do you manage employees in a smart way that brings the best results for the American public.
This December 15th report will cover the period of the prior fiscal year before everyone went through the election process, I guess we've all been through.
That's exactly right. The time was this past spring. So what will actually be interesting also to look at the results from next year as well and compare sort of pre-election to post-election.
And it really could go either way. I mean, you hear about the stories of people are depressed about the election or related about the election, but maybe after a year's perspective, things will be more in line with what you might normally see as a point-to-point, year-to-year analysis.
You know, I think right at this moment, there is a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen within the workforce. One thing the Partnership for Public Service has talked a lot about is the importance of communication during this time with employees and communicating in a bunch of different ways because you do have a multi-generational workforce. You have a workforce who, you know, some of the older workers who are much more comfortable with face-to-face communication or written communication, the younger generation who's much more comfortable and familiar with social media. This is really a time to communicate often and frequently about what's going on in the workforce.
And we will look forward to that December 15th report. Mallory Barg-Bowman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Check out the full research report and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.